This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The 30 member states of NATO ended their Monday summit in Brussels, reaffirming the military alliance with a strong statement against Russia and, to a lesser degree, to China. Both countries were called out as challenges to the rules-based international order. In the final communique, the NATO leaders agreed to, quote, open a new chapter in transatlantic relations as they face what they called an increasingly complex security environment. The final document included recognition of what they called a more assertive Russia and a more brutal form of terrorism, as well as ongoing global instability, increasing cyber threats, new technologies, pandemics, and climate change. On the sidelines of the summit, U.S. President Joe Biden met with leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that won independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. While they're now full members of NATO and the European Union, these Baltic countries are wary of the Kremlin's regional ambitions. Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on Wednesday for their first face-to-face meeting. Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's deposed civilian leader, went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She was facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that overthrew her democratically elected government on February 1st. Suu Kyi is facing charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies, as well as violating COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's elections. Her lawyers have told reporters they expect the current trial to last until the end of July. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since the coup on February 1st, which took place nearly